Chapter 9. A Bad Wizard. At the Wizard of Oz's palace, Dorothy and her friends said,
"We'd like to see Oz."
But he did not want to see them. They waited at the palace for many days, and they started to get angry. Then the Wizard of Oz sent a message. "Come at 9 a.m. tomorrow." The next morning, the five friends walked into the wizard's big room, but no one was there. Then the Wizard of Oz spoke loudly.
"Why do you want to see me?"
he asked. They looked in every part of the room, but they could not see the wizard.
"Where are you?" asked Dorothy.
"I'm everywhere," said Oz.
"We killed the Wicked Witch of the West, and now we'd like you to help us," said Dorothy.
"How did you kill her?"
asked Oz.
"I put water on her, and it killed her," Dorothy answered.
"Wow. Come back here tomorrow. I'd like some time to think about this," said Oz.
"We won't wait anymore," said the Tin Woodman angrily.
The lion made a very loud noise because he was angry too. The noise made Toto frightened, and he ran behind a screen. But the screen moved, and it fell on the floor. A little old man stood behind it. The Tin Woodman held up his axe, and he ran to the old man.
"Who are you?"
he shouted.
"I'm the Wizard of Oz," said the old man. "Please don't hurt me."
"But Oz was a big head," said Dorothy.
"No, you're wrong,"
said the small man.
"I made that head with paper. I'm not a real wizard. I'm only a normal man from Omaha."
"Omaha is near Kansas. Does anyone in the Emerald City know about this?"
asked Dorothy.
"No one knows,"
answered Oz.
"Please don't tell anyone. I traveled here in a big balloon, and the people here thought, 'That man is flying a magic balloon. He is a wizard. He can be our ruler.' I enjoy ruling this country, and the people here like me, but I always stay in my palace because I am frightened of the wicked witches."
"You're a bad man," said Dorothy.
"I'm not a bad man, but I'm a very bad wizard,"
said Oz.
"I must have a brain. Can you give me one?"
asked the Scarecrow.
"You don't need a brain. You're learning something every day, and you'll be very intelligent,"
said the old man.
"Maybe you're right, but I'd like you to give me a brain,"
said the Scarecrow.
"And I'd like you to give me courage," said the lion. "You have courage,"
answered Oz.
"Everyone is frightened sometimes."
"But I'm always frightened,"
said the lion.
"How about my heart?"
asked the Tin Woodman.
Why do you want a heart? Said Oz. Hearts often make people sad.
Hearts can make people very happy, too, said the Tin Woodman.
I don't have any magic, Oz told them. But come to me tomorrow morning, and I'll help you. I'll try to help Dorothy, too.